now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. And we have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned pretty much each and every day. Nah, maybe not. But we give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific program, but all the great programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There is nobody better qualified to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
So on this International Tiger Day, and I don't think that's in reference to Tiger Woods, I will explain the ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you.
Not bad.
Well, I have my moments. First, starting off with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a list of live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, maybe a few you can't. Android, Apple, Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same deal with TuneIn Radio, another one of those very versatile apps. Again, you can download it to an Android device, an Apple-based device, or even a Windows-based device. You can also go to TuneIn.com. There's lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio as well. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If we're giving you that little taste of home, we appreciate the opportunity to do it.
We'll set the table and start knocking things off the tee next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. Keep it where it is.
At Sweet Tarts, we love candy. The soft ones, the gummy ones, the little bites with big flavor. Not just any candy. The kind of candy that makes the world less bland with every extra tangy, sweet, and tart taste. Like our new Sweet Tarts mini gummy bites. Try them, squish them, share them, love them. We do, because candy is what we do. It's our thing, our passion. A passion you can taste in every mini gummy. Follow your passion. Follow your tart. Sweet Tarts.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Well, they're in the process of assembling some of those teams as we go along here and we approach the trade deadline, but we're going to set the table and assemble our team for you here on this Friday edition of The Attack. So why don't you set the table for them, Joe, and then we will get into full swing here on The Attack.
Pun intended, of course.
Yes, of course.
We're gonna be doing a lot of swinging. We got baseball, we got golf, and then in hour two, we got a pair of guests, and in between, we'll mix it up a little bit. I guess the place we'll start is Major League Baseball. Another fairly significant trade was completed yesterday in Major League Baseball between the Giants and the Twins. We'll dive into that. We'll dive into some other rumors. I see something here. It looks like the Marlins are about to acquire Andrew Kashner. We'll talk about that as well. So we'll go through all the news that's done, all the news that's rumored, and we'll kind of start setting the table for you for this weekend, as there's going to be activity all weekend long and into Monday, as this year's trade deadline is Monday, August 1st, 4 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll have it all for you for much of hour one. As we get to the back of hour one, we'll go out to Baltusrol, New Jersey, Baltusrol, then we'll go to Jersey and talk PGA Championship, which is going to be besieged by rain for much of the day today. It was an okay round one, nothing particularly exciting with Jimmy J.J. Walker, Kid Dynamite, at the top of the leaderboard.
You're on your game today.
Yeah, well, what can I say? So, you know, we'll talk about what was
Dynamite.
What was not a super exciting first round of the PGA Championship, but we'll dive into it. Some disappointing scores from some people we thought would be at the top of the leaderboard there at the bottom. But there's some interesting guys that are lurking, so we'll talk about that, talk about what the weather may mean to the tournament going forward as a result of the rain today. And then we'll roll into hour number two. We got a couple of guests. They're both Olympic-related. At 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 after hour number two, former, you know, top-ranked tennis player Lindsay Davenport joins us. She owns an Olympic gold medal. And we'll talk to her about her Olympic experience. And we'll talk all things Rio Olympic tennis with Lindsay Davenport at 10 after hour number two. At 40 after hour number two, Simon Gleave, head of analysis for Grace Note Sports, will help us handicap those that will succeed and those that will fail in the Summer Olympics in Rio.
I got one on, and it's a no-brainer.
It's good. We got no brains.
Russian track and field. They won't medal.
There you go. There you go. Well done, Bob.
gonna be one of those Fridays.
they'll ace recess. You know, there we go. What do you say we dive right in and we start with the trade that took place between the San Francisco Giants and the Minnesota Twins. The Twins, obviously, this year, record-wise, one of the very worst teams in baseball. They have a wealth of young prospects, and it was really a step-back year this year. But over the next couple of years, it looks like they can, you know, it's a couple of years down the road for them to step forward. So what you do is you continue to get younger, bring in prospects, and every once in a while you're trying to get one of these prospects that's pretty near ready to perform on the major league net level now. If you're the Giants, you've been beset by injuries, but you're in first place in the NL West. You go out and get a quality bat that can play a bunch of positions and help you the rest of the way. And the Giants acquire Eduardo Nunez from the Twins. You know, he's having a career year. He's 29 years old. He can play second, short, third, and both corner outfield spots. So he can cover a lot of places for you. He's got some speed. He can run the bases. He's got gap power, and he can occasionally crank one out of the park. So he's a nice, versatile fit for that Giants offense. And in exchange, the Giants gave up a pretty darn good prospect. He's a 23-year-old left-handed pitcher in Adalberto Mejia.
Not on a 50-game ban.
not that Mejia. A pretty darn good prospect. I mean, he's a step down from, you know, the very, very best prospects in baseball, but he's a clear second-level prospect who has been rated in the top 100 by Baseball America. At 23 and having had success at every stop along the way in the minor leagues, he's right now at AAA. Here's a guy that could potentially be in the rotation for the Minnesota Twins in 2017. He's that close to ready. So it's a nice sound move for both sides. You know, and it's fair market for a guy in, you know, a guy in Nunez who is a good player.
Yeah.
He's not really an all-star. He's having a career year. Realities are he's not really an all-star. He's an all-star because, well, the rules are that every team has to send somebody. He was somebody. But he's having a very, very good year, hitting .296, .439 slugging percentage. Again, the 15 doubles, the 12 homers. He's leading the American League with 26 steals and 32 tries. You know, he can field several positions, none of them particularly well. He's not a terrible defensive player, but he's not a particularly gifted one. But you give him a glove, he can go out to most of these positions, and he's not a butcher. And he can be a positive influence on your offense. And in a team like the Giants, who's just been beset by injuries, you got your third baseman injured, you got one of your corner outfielders injured, you've had your second baseman injured. You know, they're starting to get some guys back, but they certainly need a guy they can plug in now that can help their offense every day. And then when everybody's healthy, he can be a super sub and play basically 5-6 days a week and man all different spots and keep everybody fresh and add something to your lineup.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, that's where the appeal is for the Giants, the versatility. He can bounce literally anywhere on the baseball field and has done so throughout his career. A very good player, not an all-star, but an all-star because of the fact that everybody's got to have one. The Giants, for all their success and the fact that they are sitting in first place, are a really nicked up baseball team.
And they've been slumping lately as a result.
Yes, they have. And they've been band-aiding it together, and they've managed to keep their head above water. But they've got a lot of guys that are hurt and shouldn't be playing or should be getting some time off to kind of heal those wounds. And Nunez will provide that. It's a real solid move and one of those under the radar. I mean, we're smart enough to talk about it, but one of those under the radar moves. He's not a marquee name. He's not going to make the big splash. They're not going to have the huge press conference when they, you know, when they introduce him, but he's going to plug right in there and he's going to give them a lot of what they need at this point in the season. They may not be done yet, but this is one of those moves that the manager is going to be very happy with because he can literally say, Eduardo, I need you on third today, and the guy's going to go, and he's going to do a decent job for you. They gave up a pretty good prospect, a guy that fell out of the top 100 but is back in now, and he has performed, as you said, very accurately on every level he's been at. He's 4-1 at AAA, but it's a hitter's league. He's
playing the 4.20 ERA means nothing. It's the Pacific Coast League. I think I hit 300 with 30 homers in the Pacific Coast League, and I'm sitting behind a microphone.
Yeah, pretty much. And that 4-1 record, the guy knows how to win. He's a strikeout guy. He averages better than a strikeout an inning. And you know
he's got a nice sinker. That fastball dives. He's got a good changeup, good control. He's a very, very solid middle to back of the rotation type prospect. This guy's going to start as a good, solid, quality left-hander, number three, number four starter. He's had success in Double A. He's pitching well in Triple A. He'll be up with the big club in 2017. You know, so it's one of those trades that pays dividends now. And I think we both agree he's not that first-level prospect. He's not, you know, he's a second level prospect, borderline top 100. As you said, was in the top 100, fell back out. You look at some of the updates, he's right there. He ranks somewhere between like 7th and 10th best prospect in the strong Giants chain. So this is a quality get for the Minnesota Twins, and at the same time, a quality get for the Giants in that they get, you know, a versatile quality role player that will help their offense and help their depth an awful lot. It's the classic good trade for both sides. And another one of those trades that sets the market. Giants paid a pretty decent price to get an Eduardo Nunez. And for the Twins, it'll have benefits as early as 2017.
Yep.
We'll pick it up right there on the other side, wrap up our talk on this trade, and then roll into some of the other rumors around Major League Baseball. Next on the attack, I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I told my wife I'd be home by 1 the latest. We're making an 8 o'clock plane to Florida.
Who goes to Florida in July?
Well, it's off season. There's no crowds and you get the best room for 1/10 the price.
Some vacation. 6 cheap people in an empty hotel.
I always loved that one. John Fiedler, right?
Yep, absolutely. By the way, you know, we kind of whiffed on that last week, but Gary Marshall passed away.
Yes, he did.
Guy who created The Odd Couple, among other things.
Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days, list goes on and on. I mean, he did some movies. And if you remember when Al Molinaro passed, we told the story of Al didn't curse.
Right.
And, you know, Gary had done some movies and he liked Al as an actor. And if you notice, he used Al in many of his TV shows. He always found a role for Al and his nose.
How could you not love that face?
But, and he talked about the fact that, you know, it's a movie that most movies, unless they're absolutely a kid's movie, will have some cursing. He wouldn't curse. He didn't curse in his private life and wouldn't curse on camera. So Gary could never cast Al in a movie. He wouldn't take the movie roles because they required him to curse. Interesting.
Yep. No, absolutely.
But all, we did this.
All directors have their favorites, you know. And we often talk about that with, like, John Wayne and people he always put into movies. And you can always see in certain movies by certain crew.
Right. He occasionally put his son, his father-in-law, right. Paul Fix, Victor McLaughlin. Who else?
Oh, Ward Bond.
Ward Bond was another one. Yeah, I mean, he had that usual crew of guys. He used Harry Morgan more than one occasion.
Ben Johnson, the great cowboy from Oklahoma.
That's right. And I'd say Jack Elam, but when it came to Westerns, Jack Elam was everybody's favorite. He was, you know, you can't put on, you know, as an example, I have Encore Westerns, and again, we're completely off the page here, but so we'll get us back on the beam in just a second. You can't put that station on for 24 hours straight and not run into Jack Elam. It's impossible.
No question.
Every TV Western of the day, he did a guest starring role in at least two or three episodes of any one that ran for any length of time. He did well over 100+ Western movies. He was, you know, he could play hard guy. He could play a weird, nice guy. He could do all kinds of things. And he had a long storied career. So, you know, whether it be actors, directors, or coaches or front office executives, they all have their guys.
Yeah, so, they do.
Let's get back to Giants and Twins and that trade and kind of wrap it up.
Yeah.
Again, the Chapman trade set the market for relievers. And now we're watching everybody jockey and say, we're not giving up this, we're not giving up that. And the teams with the relievers under team control say, okay, fine. Well, then you won't get the relievers. And, you know, you can stay behind the Cubs in your pursuit of a world title. So, we'll watch how the market sets up there for the, for the Andrew Millers and the Wade Davises and the David Robertsons, you know, but this trade kind of sets the market for those good, solid, not quite all-star caliber players, but quality pieces that are under team control beyond this year. He's something more than a rental.
Yep.
You know, because he's arbitration eligible and, you know, he'd be under team control for the Giants through 2017, should they so choose. So a guy of his ilk is going to get you a borderline top 100 prospect, near the top 10 within your system. And in this case, it's a guy that's ready to take the mound opening week of 2017. He'll start the season on their major league roster, barring something incredibly unforeseen. And you look at him, you try and project out based on his stuff, his success coming through the minor leagues and the scouting reports. And I guess he projects out as a number 3-4 type starter. And looks like he's going to be a pretty good piece from the left side who should have a pretty decent career.
You know, at 23 years of age, I wouldn't even be surprised if the Twins bring him up. And, you know, maybe not immediately. They'll let him get settled in a little bit. But I wouldn't be surprised if they bring him up with the September call-ups and give him a taste of the major leagues, because I'm sure they are thinking like we are that he's going to be a part of their rotation next year. They're so far out of it, they have nothing to lose. And other than starting his clock ticking on major league service time, the only drawback is that. And you know, get him up here for a little bit. Give him a little taste. Let him get his feet wet in the major leagues. Let him get used to the Minnesota area and the crowd and all that kind of good stuff. And give him a little taste of major leagues, and maybe he hits the ground running next year. He's 23. He's not young. You know, it's not they're bringing up some phenom. He's a guy that, you know, he should be hitting his prime relatively soon. He's a lefty. Lefties usually take a little longer to figure it out. Looks like he's figured it out. So, you know, Let him hit the ground. Let him hand him the baseball and see what happens.
Right. He's worked his way up the chain, slow and steady, had success at every level. But what keeps him from being that truly special prospect like a Gleyber Torres that went to the Yankees in the Chapman deal? That kid's 2-3 years younger than everybody else that he's playing ball with. Right. This guy's not. He's playing ball with guys his own age. So, you know, there's not that lofty ceiling, potentially. But yep. Fair trade for both sides.
Yeah,
smart
so.
Move for both sides. Because, in my mind, by the time the Twins are really any good again, because this is going to be something of a not super quick reboot, I don't think Eduardo Nunez was going to be part of their future, and he's good, but nah, he's a solid piece. So smart move for all parties. Again, something else that kind of, you know, sets the watermark for what you're going to have to give to get in this trade market as the deadline approaches, Bob.
First post-Terry Ryan move, too.
Sound move. I mean, yeah. I think so. You look at it on paper. But as you say, prospects are suspects until they prove otherwise. He's going to get a chance to prove it sooner as opposed to later. Let's stay with another one. Here's news that just broke, and I got this from Buster Olney over at ESPN. It looks like the Marlins have an agreement in place. We don't have any of the details yet. Andrew Cashner from the Padres to the Marlins to shore up the back of that rotation. He has the potential to be more than that. Hasn't pitched like it this year and needs to stay healthy, but this is a nice piece. They were looking for another arm for the back of that rotation because the back of the rotation is important for the Marlins. They're in a dogfight for a playoff spot. Every win is precious. So this is a good, sound, smart move for the Marlins as far as addressing that need and getting, you know, one of the top pitchers available as amongst the starters in this week's starter market, and you know, he'll help them. I mean, I don't know what they're giving up yet. That hasn't been put out there, but it seems on the surface a sound move right now for the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, I mean, look, they are legitimately in this, and there is no reason that they can't make a run, more than likely at the wild card, but you know, an outside chance at the division. They get D. Gordon back. So that's going to help them as well in theory. And why not? And this isn't a high-cost deal for them. We don't know what they're giving up, as you said, but at least dollar and cents-wise. You know, Cashner's pitching for a bad team. He's 4-7 with a 4.76. Doesn't look great on the surface, but the reality is he's on a bad team. So let's see what he does with a good team. And, you know, again, low-risk, high-reward as far as Miami goes, and this is the kind of deal that they usually make. They were looking for rotation depth. They got rotation depth. Not a big splash. But sometimes the biggest splash in the pool can not net results. Sometimes the ripple in the water is the one that all of a sudden at the end of the year you're going, damn, I'm glad we made that move.
Yeah, and this is one that can help. And as you said, not going to cost them a lot. He's a classic rental. He's a free agent at the end of the year. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But you know, and I don't know, again, I don't know what it cost them, so I really can't comment on, you know, what the Padres' end of this haul is, but if what they got for Melvin Upton Jr. is any indication, well, I don't know how much they got for Andrew Cashner, but he was a coveted guy, so I think they got something, and they threw another piece in there. I think they threw a long reliever in there as well. I'm gonna look up some more details on this. You know, as when we go into break and we'll finish breaking that down, get into some other rumors, and as time permits, gets into the PGA Championship, which is besieged by rain.
Yes, it is. The aforementioned D. Gordon back in the lineup for the Marlins after his ban, and he went hitless. But I don't know if you saw the apology, Joe. It actually was one of the few that it came from the heart with this kid, and he basically said, I screwed up. He goes, I wasn't really being cognizant of what I needed to do to be a major leaguer. I was willing to take any shortcut to keep things going towards the top of my career, and I let down a team, and I let down my teammates and management and everything else. And it was, you know, it wasn't from a prepared statement. He was just looking directly into the camera, and he did his mea culpa, and let's hope the guy stays on the straight and narrow. He's a damn good talent.
Well said. And this trade just got bigger. I mean, I'm seeing some reports that in addition to Andrew Kashner going in this deal, Colin Ray also going from the Padres to the Marlins. So I got a feeling some pretty good prospects are going back to the Padres, because obviously Kashner's a short-term rental and a looming free agent. Colin Ray's not a short-term rental, not a looming free agent, and doesn't make any money. So, you know, we'll pick this up a little bit more on the other side, get into some of this, and speculate on what the Padres might have gotten back before we go around with other rumors around Major League Baseball next on the Attack.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and we're talking Major League Baseball and, of course, trade deadline. And it looks like the Marlins have gotten Kashner and Ray. As you said, Joe, the trade has expanded a little bit, as reported by Dan Tolman from The Score. And so they shored up their rotation pretty well.
Yeah, you know, Ray's a long-term guy. You know, he's been a last year he made a handful of starts late in the year. He's been in their rotation all year, 5-5, almost 5 ERA, been a little up and down, but you know, projects out well as a long-term prospect and somebody that can be a back of the rotation guy for them, maybe a little better. doesn't become arbitration eligible until 2019 under team control for the next 2 years at least, and then he starts to hit his arbitration years. So there's the long-term guy who can have a role now. They don't need any more starting pitching, so they're out of the Jeremy Hellickson sweepstakes and some of the others, and they're not going to be looking for any more starting pitching getting these two guys. Cashner's obviously the classic rental. But now you've got to figure you gave up one of the – and he's not having a great year, and he's often beset by injuries, but he has the potential to be much better than he is, and going to a team that's contending may help. That and, Marlins Park is pretty pitcher-friendly.
Yes, it
that
is.
That said, Cashner was – even though he's a rental, he was considered one of the jewels of this week's starting pitching class at the deadline. You couple that with Ray being under team control, and he doesn't even reach arbitration eligible for the first time until 2019. You got to figure the Marlins gave up a pretty good haul here. This is going to cost them a couple of good chips from their farm system, I would have to guess.
Yeah, they're not releasing names as of right now, but certainly the formula as constituted indicates that they had to give to get. And San Diego not shy about breaking up this puzzle. They made their effort. They, you know, when you look at the names that have already been moved, guys like Shields and Loney and Rodney and Pomerantz and Melvin Upton, I mean, they took their shot. It didn't work. Boy, they gave up on it quickly, the same way the Marlins did a few years ago when they signed all those free agents. But, you know, they're taking their shot. They're trying to rebuild their farm system and look to the future. And the Marlins get what they want. And, you know, the happiest guy out of this, Joe, is probably Don Mattingly, because I'm sure when he took the job, he had to be reassured that they would be willing to spend on certain occasions, and if they were in contention. They are in contention, and ownership thus far has lived up to its promise, and they're trying to give him enough ammunition to get into the playoffs this year, and I'm sure that was something in the back of his mind he was wondering about.
I mean, they didn't exactly spend the boatload of money here, but...
No, but yeah. They were willing to make moves and make the effort. You know,
right.
So I mean, a lot of times organizations won't even do that. And they were like, all right, here, we gave you some ammunition. Go get us into the playoffs.
And this absolutely shores up the back of that rotation in a major way. Obviously, they have the ace at the top in Jose Fernandez that is a match for anybody. And then they've got other young arms that are growing and developing. But these are those guys at the back that they desperately need. The 4 and 5 starters have been a sore spot for them all year long. And when you're in that battle for a playoff spot and every win is precious, those are the kind of guys you want to make sure you have. And now they've shored up 4 and 5, and that puts them in a real good position, as you said, to make a legitimate, serious run at the wild card. And perhaps even a run at the National League East.
Yep.
I mean, I think more realistic is the wild card for them. And this now shores up that weakness, which was the back of their starting rotation. And every night they throw a guy out there that has a chance to win a game. And they got the true stud at the top and two young talents behind them that are growing on the job. But the guys now they give the ball, the 4th and 5th guys that they give the ball to, are going to go out and get you 6 innings and give you solid work every start. So they're in every game now. They got a solid bullpen. You know, they've got solid young bats, haven't hit with the power that at times we thought they would. But it's kind of coming together in Florida, perhaps even Miami, I should say, even a year ahead of schedule. And this isn't the first time that's happened there. So good things may be on the horizon. I have a feeling with this move that shores up the rotation, I don't expect to hear much more from the Marlins. They addressed what they needed to address. They're going to take this team to war the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And again, you know, Mattingly has to be happy with what is constituted on that roster right now. And, you know, maybe we end up being a little bit misguided in this, and maybe they do end up making a run at the Nationals. They're only 5 back. The Nationals are trying to make moves themselves, and they're trying to get another stick.
They won't give anything up.
Right.
You know, they've basically said, okay, we need a closer. You know, so we'd be interested in Andrew Miller if you'd put him out there. We'd be interested in a Wade Davis. you know, to a lesser degree, we'd be interested in the David Robertson, especially because maybe since he's not pitching as well and makes more money than the two guys I mentioned, maybe we get him for a little less. But they've unequivocally said those top three prospects, you know, the two pitchers and Justin Turner, the shortstop.
Right.
We're not going to give up any of them.
Well, guess what? Then why are we talking?
Well, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
You know, the Cubs set the market. And you're going to have to, and he was a rental, Chapman. Wade Davis, Andrew Miller, David Robertson to a lesser degree, but let's take the first two in particular. In the case of Wade Davis under team control for 17, case Andrew Miller, 17 and 18, at $9 million a year, a bargain in today's world of baseball for a guy that could be your closer, your eighth inning man, your seventh inning man, and no matter what role you throw him in, he excels, and he's amongst the very best in baseball. And unlike a lot of the closers, he doesn't complain if you move him out of the closer's
right,
role.
Right.
Some of these guys, when they're not the closer anymore, they can't do it. Look at what happened to Drew Storen.
Guy's
career was going great. The Nationals trade for Jonathan Papelbon. Drew Storen has stunk since the day he got moved out of the closer's role. It happens to some of these guys.
Yeah.
Miller's not that guy. So the realities are, if you're the Nationals, if you're the Indians, who've also said, we're not parting with either of our top outfield prospects who we've just moved up to AAA. Well, then you know what? Guys like Miller, Wade Davis, and Robertson that are under team control, we'll just keep them.
Yep.
Fine. We'll build around them. You know, we're not in a desperate need to trade them. For the right price, we will. But if you're not going to come along with the right price, and the right price for those two guys in particular, and Davis, mm-hmm. and I think especially Miller, because of team control, it's such a good price for 2 years, is two of those prospects. You got to give them two frontline prospects. If you're specifically with the Nationals, because you said the Nationals are looking for bullpen help, they have a ton of money, their owner wants to win, and I think he's like 9,000 years old, right?
I believe.
And he's rich. He's like 9,000 years old, and he's rich. He wants to win badly. You know, stockpiling a ton of prospects don't help him because he might not live past tomorrow. Well, God forbid, but it's the sad reality. I think he's like 90-something years old.
Dating Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. That said,
continue.
Know, Giolito doesn't help. I mean, guy's special. You're going to have to give up one of Giolito or Lopez. I don't right. think you can be a pig if you're the Yankees and ask for both.
Right.
But
right.
you're going to have to give me one. We'll let you keep the shortstop because we really don't need to add another shortstop.
Right, we've got 11
chain.
Of them now.
You right. know, I know we're going to move a bunch of them around and they'll all end up playing different positions because it's kind of known usually the best athletes, you know, in youth ball, and then you draft them into the minor. You draft them there. A lot of times they're shortstops and center fielders, and they get moved all over the place later on. You know, Mickey Mantle, Bobby Mercer. You know, a whole bunch of guys started their careers at shortstop and moved someplace else and played a long, long time. That said, the Yankees have 19 shortstops in their system. They'll let you keep Justin Turner. But I want one of Giolito or Lopez because they can help me as soon as 2017. And you're getting a left-handed reliever who, if you decide to let Papelbon stay and close, will slide into the eighth just fine. Mm-hmm. If you ever move on from Papelbon, he can move up. He's a bargain. And he's under team control for two more years. So you're going to give me one of those two big-time pitchers. You're going to give me the next prospect behind the remaining pitcher and the shortstop. And you're going to throw in a couple of more pieces, maybe one that's a down-the-line guy and one that's near major league ready. And if you're not willing to do that, guess what? Well, lose to the Cubs somewhere in the postseason because they addressed their bullpen because they got out in front of it. Well, in the case of the Indians, same deal.
Yeah, no question about it.
Give up some guys or, you know, be prepared not to have that lengthy bullpen that you need for a postseason run.
Well, specifically, though, with Washington, and yes, Cleveland does fall into that same category, but specifically with Washington, this year differs from last year in one aspect. Their management is probably looking at what is behind them, and they're waiting to see what moves, if any, are going to be made by the two teams that are trying to catch them.
But he who hesitates is lost.
Agreed, but you know, they don't forget, they can still go to the deadline and pull the trigger on a deal.
Not if there's nobody there.
The Mets don't look like it's going to fire for them this year. You know, there's all kinds of injury going on. It's their lineup is aside from.
But you're not out of it enough to wave the white flag, and they're looking at getting in the LeCroix sweepstakes.
Because they're so disappointed with their catchers,
they're ready to quit on them.
No question about it. However, Miami made the first move. Let's see whether or not that knee-jerks Washington's management into going, all right, we got to pull the trigger on somebody because they now have the potential to catch us. I think they're looking at it from, okay, let's see what moves are made behind us. We'll decide whether or not we need to pull the trigger on the top-tier prospects that we have to make sure that nobody catches us. You don't want to get into that wild card situation where you're playing.
I think where you're missing the boat here is bigger picture a little bit. This isn't about the regular season. This is about setting yourself up for postseason success. And postseason success, because they're getting into the postseason more than likely. You know, it's really about postseason success. And the key to postseason success is three and a half starters, which they surely have.
True.
And a deep bullpen with lots of guys with closer experience, guys that strike a lot of guys out and don't pitch to contact and have a lot of lefty-righty balance. That's really what postseason baseball is all about. The Cubs have set themselves up for this. So really looking ahead to the postseason, because you're beyond the regular season now, they need a bullpen arm desperately to help them in the postseason. And if the Nationals want this pot sweetened by the Yankees, they'll throw you Brett Gardner, too. You need a corner outfielder. He can play a little bit of center field. He's got a little speed. They need another bat for the outfield. So they're going to have to get off their horse, and I don't really think it's about the regular season. I think this is ultimately about ultimate success, and I think that's where the reliever's real important. For the regular season, they could Sam Pat. You know, the Marlins aren't doing any more. The Mets, with all their injuries, may not be able to do enough. This is about beating the Cubs in the playoffs. They better get themselves another bullpen arm and perhaps a corner outfielder to help them along. So they better get off it. And I know Dusty Baker was real upset after the Cubs got Chapman because he wanted his management to go aggressive for Chapman.
Yes,
and
they
wouldn't budge on not giving up any of those guys, Bob.
Yep. We're going to have to continue this on the other side. But, you know, I'll tell you why I'm thinking in the other direction in the last little tiny segment before we step out on this hour.
You do that. I'll be waiting. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Spano, he's Black. You stick around for that little nugget next, but make sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Yeah, possible. But you don't get hosed here on the show. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we were talking about the Washington Nationals. And, Joe, I'm going to throw this out there at you. At this exact same point last year, the Nationals were the class of the National League, and they were expected to go on to the playoffs and probably to the World Series. Didn't happen.
The Mets were class, class of the National League East. They were kind of having – they weren't having a particularly good year, and it was allowing the Mets to hang around. Then the Mets caught lightning in a bottle when they made their moves.
Well, and that's the point, though. You know, they were going to – and all the stats and everything else, they were projected to make the playoffs and win the National League East, and it didn't play out that way. If they make the deal for an Andrew Miller or Wade Davis and they have to give up the farm to do it, does it put them on the level of the Cubs? My answer is no. So they have to look at it, I think, of getting there first and willingness to take their chances in the playoffs, because anything can happen in a series, and particularly with their starting pitching. And whether or not the yin and the yang, the trading off of those incredibly high-level guys, almost all of who were projected to make an impact on the major league level, is enough to get a guy who will put them on the level of or past the Cubs. And I'm not so sure the acquisition of either one of those relief pitchers does that.
It changes the complexion of the entire bullpen and sets them up. I think this is a much different Nationals team than last year. And it was the reason the Mets were hanging around and in a position to go out and buy. This team's been completely different than last year's Nationals. So I'm really looking at this a lot differently. And I'm looking at this as a postseason move. And it's a necessity for them to make a deep run in the postseason. So they better get the step in because time's running out. On that note, we'll step aside as we tie a bow around hour one and look ahead to a big hour two next here on Spano and Black. You be sure not to turn that dial.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
If there's a body camera on that law enforcement officer and the department has set the standard to have body cameras, we should expect that our police officers wear those body cameras and actually turn them on.
According to statistics released, over $500 million has been spent on body cameras this year alone, $60 million of that with the Los Angeles Police Department.
You got somebody with a gun, you're more worried about getting your weapon out, getting in a position where you're safe, than trying trying to reach down and figure out where a button is on your chest, because my vision is focused on this individual who's either trying to harm me or trying to harm other individuals.
Arizona Representative Reginald Boulding says, why spend the taxpayers' money if they're not going to use them?
At the end of the day, if we have body cameras on our police officers and they're not turned on, what's the use of using taxpayers' dollars?
USA Radio.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Game on. The Republican and Democratic conventions are over and the general election campaign is officially underway. Terry Moore reports.
America is great because America is good.
At the end of the Democratic National Convention, Hillary Clinton took direct aim at Republican rival Donald Trump and questioned his temperament.
A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Clinton made history as the first woman to top a major political party's presidential ticket. She formally accepted the nomination with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in the promise of America. I'm Terry Moore.
With the party's conventions complete, each candidate will be getting intelligence briefings. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the process is a top priority for President Obama. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Donald Trump was in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday saying Supreme Court appointments are a major part of this election.
And if she gets in, she's going to put on super liberal judges and our country will never be the same. It will never, ever recover. It can't recover from that. It will not be able to recover.
Mr. Trump said he's come under attack by a lot of people in the Hillary Clinton camp lately.
It's, lots of surrogates doing her talking because she can't do talking. She's not good for talking. She's not good at defending what she's done. What she's done is terrible. She's been a terrible Secretary of State.
He said he was genuinely surprised that Bernie Sanders quit the fight.
Well, I think his supporters are going to come to me in large numbers because of trade, primarily because of trade. We were very similar in trade, but we're going to do something. We're going to make great deals. We're going to bring jobs back.
Mr. Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, was also on the road yesterday in Walker, Michigan.
This is one of the best negotiators in the world. He is a broad-shouldered man. He is going to stand up to the enemies of our freedom and not take empty promises from countries like Iran.
New York City health officials are investigating two new Legionnaires cases at an apartment complex in Harlem.
She's playing in the bathwater. I'm doing my dishes with this water. We're using it for ice. It's scary.
The New York City health officials have said they are testing the water, and if needed, it will be sanitized. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates from all around the country, and they get to get the love from us. They love us right back, and it's all well and good. But in today's day and age, we talk about radio on the go, the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Platforms, devices, Joe owns them all and knows more about it than anybody on the planet. He is here to tell you about it.
I sure will, Bob. I'm going to rapid fire through it so we can kind of set the table for hour number two here on the Attack. You've got our website, sportsbyline.com, the award-winning sportsbyline.com, listen live link, wealth of archived interviews on the homepage. So there's a whole lot there. Check us out at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeart and TuneIn Radio. They both have app versatility. They both have a ton of archived content from Sports Byline, and they both have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. So check out iHeart and TuneIn Radio. Check out Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, each and every day.
Indeed, and we're happy and proud to be a part of the American Forces Network.
Exactly right, Bob. Couldn't agree with you more. Got a big hour, too. Pair of guests, Olympics the focus most of the hour. Lindsay Davenport coming up next, right out of the blocks on the other side. And to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Simon Gleave, the head of analysis for Grace Note Sports. So we'll handicap the Olympics. Then in between, we'll finish our baseball talk, get to the PGA. The article on concussions in the NFL will wait for another time.
Yes, but it will.
Up next, Lindsay Davenport joins us, and we'll talk all things Olympic tennis and more with the former tennis great. That's next here on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
At Sweet Tarts, we love candy. The soft ones, the gummy ones, the little bites with big flavor. Not just any candy. The kind of candy that makes the world less bland with every extra tangy, sweet, and tart taste. Like our new Sweet Tarts Mini Gummy Bites. Try them, squish them, share them, love them. We do, because candy is what we do. It's our thing, our passion. A passion you can taste in every mini gummy. Follow your passion. Follow your tart. Sweet Tarts.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. They say that timing is everything in life, and our timing is perfect. With Rio right around the corner and the U.S. Women's U.S. Open right around the corner, we are joined by Lindsay Davenport, who's won an Olympic gold medal and who has won the U.S. Open, and she joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hi.
Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Terrific. Welcome aboard. Let's start with the Olympics. We've been focusing a lot on Rio here on this show, and you won in Atlanta. On U.S. soil, so maybe not quite the same experience as being overseas, but certainly I would think just a tremendous experience for you and your career at that point. Talk about that a little bit, your Olympic experience and what it was like to win the gold.
Yeah, it's amazing to think back. It's been 20 years ago. Crazy. I was so honored to be a part of an Olympic team and to represent my country, to have that opportunity. And what a bonus that it was in Atlanta, in our home country. And we'll never forget marching out for opening ceremonies and the anticipation and also the weight of being the last country, but the roar of the crowd. And that really gave me goosebumps and a lot of adrenaline for the next 2 weeks. And to hear chants, I mean, we're used to competing all year round on tour. You hear go Lindsay or go whatever player. To all of a sudden hear USA chant during your tennis match, that was out of this world, and that gave me so much confidence, but also just the motivation. And then you see medals being awarded, and you think, gosh, I really want one of those. And it was amazing. It was the best memories of my professional career, and I'm very proud to be able to call myself an Olympian.
Well, you're up on the game of tennis today, despite not playing it competitively anymore. You're too busy raising 4 kids. Any sort of forecast on the Rio Olympics tennis tournament? I know Serena goes in there probably as the favorite. Give us your thoughts on both the men's and ladies' draws as far as who you like as some of the favorites in tennis in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's hard not to pick Serena as a favorite to win anything anymore. And she set her sights on winning more gold medals in Rio. She even said that 4 years ago when London was ending. The Olympics have always been a huge priority in her career. And even though she has many gold medals in singles and doubles, she's put it out there again that she wants to add 2 more. And I think it's even more special to see her and Venus out on the court together. And when they're representing their country, they are amazing, their determination. I'm interested to see if they can win another gold in the doubles. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic, one of the few things he does not have is a gold medal. And he's obviously very patriotic to Serbia. He'll be very motivated to win in Rio as well. Tennis has changed a lot in the last decade, and you see players playing longer. You see them playing and training smarter. I'm fascinated to see what happens the rest of the summer, not only in Rio, also the U.S. Open. Serena Williams is going to be going for her 23rd major. She's amazing. I think everyone should get a chance to watch her play, whether it's on TV or live at some point, because we've never seen another female athlete like her ever.
Well, you know, which leads me to the question, and as great as she is athletically, no question about that. Is she the greatest women's tennis player of all time? My opinion, yes. What's yours?
Yeah, no doubt. And I think she's anyone who's not sure, I think that she'll prove them wrong, even in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, however long she decides to play for. Never seen that combination of speed, of power, of even the strokes. Her strokes technically are perfect. And you combine that with all the other great assets that she has, the competitiveness, the drive, the motivation. She's amazing. And you run out of superlatives for her. And I can't wait to see what she ends up with historically in Grand Slam titles, because she's well on her way to breaking the record.
That's the voice of Olympic gold medalist and multiple, many-time Grand Slam winner, Lindsay Davenport, won a bunch of tournaments, one of the great tennis players in women's history, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Lindsay, you know, it's a little bit of a different road this year to the U.S. Open than it usually is because of the Olympics. What kind of an effect does this have on everybody's preparations for the U.S. Open, having the Olympics right out in front of it, as opposed to or in addition to the usual prep tournaments for the U.S. Open?
Yeah, it's always a scheduling concern for the players on how to manage their schedules all year long. And certainly in a year where you also had an Olympic Games, it can be challenging for the players. But the players have their priorities. It's to play their best at the biggest tournaments, and that's this summer, the Olympic Games, it's the U.S. Open, and it's also the tournaments on the Emirates U.S. Open Series. And there's a lot of opportunities for players to win big titles. I mean, not only in Rio and New York, but we also have major tournaments in Cincinnati and Atlanta, New Haven, all across the country. And certain players play in certain cities or certain weeks more than others. But you do know, especially with the top players, when they show up at a tournament, they want to play their best. They want to win the trophy, and they're ready to go.
You know, it's interesting because you won the Open, you played in New York. The Open is certainly unique because of the fact it's in New York. It's a little more raucous, it's a little more rowdy, and it's a bit of a grind getting there the way it's set up structurally now. But in a way, I guess it pays off because you prepare for the grind of what is the U.S. Open.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, there's no place in the world to play like there is in New York. And if you can win there, you can win anywhere. That great saying. But you have to handle a lot. But it's the energy. It's the energy that the crowd gives you. It's the energy of New York. And obviously, when there's a Grand Slam title at stake, the players are willing to go through anything. There can be some crazy hot summer days in New York. There can be rain, although we have a roof this year on Arthur Ashe Stadium. For the first time, the U.S. Open will have a roof to play under. It's amazing. And as an American, there's no better place to play than in New York.
I think you said it well, Lindsay. We've talked about and handicapped the field for the Rio Olympics with both the men's, the ladies, and the doubles. We talked a little bit about the U.S. Open from the ladies' side. Want to get your quick thoughts, number one, on the U.S. Open from the men's side of the draw. And number two, I want to talk a little bit. I want you to talk a little bit about the USTA Foundation and bringing tennis back and trying to increase its awareness in this country on the grassroots level.
Yeah, and that's really a big thing is we search for our next American stars. It's really about exposing the sport to kids across the country and giving them an opportunity to learn about tennis, to learn how to play. And the USTA Foundation has done a great job in hosting clinics all summer at the U.S. tournaments, at the Emirates U.S. Open Series. We want to expose the sport. The better athletes that learn how to play tennis, the more stars we'll have. So that's really been exciting this summer. Novak Djokovic, favorite at the U.S. Open. He's been so good the last few years. And it'll be interesting without Roger Federer there this year. He had to pull out with back and knee injuries. Is this an opportunity for someone else to break through? Might be Andy Murray again and hopefully Rafael Nadal. There's so many great stars still playing. It'll be exciting to see how the whole summer pans out.
You know, as we get ready to wrap it up, I want to ask you this. Joe and I on this show talk an awful lot about concussions and the contact sports that the soccer moms, and you're a mom, are maybe not letting their kids participate as much in. Is this an opportunity for tennis to perhaps grab some of those elite athletes that might be out there whose moms and dads are worried about the contact sports and say, hey, you're athletically gifted, you can make a nice living in tennis, let's point you in the direction of a tennis court and keep you safe?
I hope so. I certainly know with my four kids, they all play tennis. It's an amazing sport that teaches kids, you know, so many things, not only about competing, but also being a proper sportsman and woman, about making decisions for yourself. It's an individual sport, so it's a lot different than a team sport, and there are opportunities to play on a team, but you've got to think for yourself out there, and there's no better skill set for life than to teach children how to make decisions. And the best athletes, we've seen them. Serena's playing, Venus is playing. They're remarkable, and especially for girls. This sport is amazing, equal opportunities. I always feel very fortunate that my parents put me in tennis.
Getting you out the door, trying to keep you somewhat on schedule. How can our listeners, keep up to date on tennis all summer long?
All summer long, Emirates US Open Series.com. All the information around the country, where the tournaments are, leaders, when it's on TV, you got it if you go there.
Thanks so much, Lindsay. This was great. Six Grand Slam titles overall, number one in the world, Olympic gold medalist, always an honor. Man, best of luck raising those four and keep up the good work. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now. Lindsay Davenport joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, on the other side, we'll get back to the baseball, and then we'll try and tackle the PGA Championship at Baltusrol before we get to Simon Gleave and try and handicap the Olympic Games. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
I wouldn't go that far. Lindsay seemed pretty impressed. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Always fun talking to Lindsay. She's a terrific interview.
She sure is, Bob, and she gave us some great insight, not on only into the Olympic tennis competition, U.S. Open, and a whole lot more. Just some great insight and a great interview with Lindsay Davenport. Back to the baseball we go, Bob. Any final thoughts or any place else you want to go as it relates to trade deadline news? I know when we left off at hour one, you know, we were having a difference of opinion about the motivation of the Nationals, regular season or postseason, because you mentioned last year and how the Mets got hot, the Nationals got cold, and the Mets tracked down the Nationals. And I made the case, two different teams, two different years, two different feels. Last year's Nationals team never fired, and all year was a disappointment under Matt Williams, and they never ran away from the Mets. As the Mets were not, you know, they had the good April, they had the lousy May and June, started to turn it on, then made the trade as deadline approached. But the thing about the Nationals, had they played up to their ability under Matt Williams last year, that they would have ran away from the Mets. Mets would never have bought, and everything would have been different. The difference this year, this Nationals team is playing up to expectations. You know, they're 6 games better than they were last year at this time, and that's a huge difference. I don't see the Marlins, who basically bought all they're going to buy, catching the Nationals, especially if the Nationals do make a move. But I think any move is really motivated by a run through the postseason, because it's very unlikely that the Nationals now wouldn't get to the postseason as they're presently constituted, even without a move.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with that in context. But I also think that the Marlins can run them down if they stand pat, they being Washington. The pitching is now solidified. At some point in time, and he had a little glimpse of it when he was here in New York, Giancarlo Stanton's going to go on fire. He will. He's just too good of a player not to. And he can carry a team for a month, the same way Cespedes did last year with the Mets. You know, D. Gordon's back in the lineup. It's addition, and I think that the opportunity will be there for them. And we'll see, you know, first couple of weeks of August will dictate a lot of that, whether or not the Marlins start to reel in the Nationals. Yeah, it's a different scenario than last year. I think they're better managed. They're certainly playing better as a team. I think now with the Marlins making this move with San Diego, it kind of forces the hands a little bit, and I'll be curious to see how it plays. I still think the Nationals are going to wait till the last possible minute to get it done, because there are multiple relief pitchers out there. But if they're going to make the move, they're going to have to pay the price. And we'll see whether or not they're willing to pay the price.
You know what I'm starting to see? I think they're going to try and skin the cat here. And I know you're probably saying, what do I mean? Conventional wisdom is you have the pieces, pay the price, go get Andrew Miller. He's the best of the lot, or go get Wade Davis, whatever makes you most comfortable. They're the two best of the lot, but they're going to cost a heavy price. You know what I think Washington's going to do here, because they want to hang on to those prospects? I think they're going to go on the cheap a little bit. Chicago would love to get out from under David Robertson.
Yeah.
You know, he's tied up for multiple years. He makes more money than either of the other two guys I mentioned, because he signed that big contract to go to the Sox as a closer. And he's pitched okay, but been far from great and far from a difference-making reliever. he'd probably cost you, I won't say significantly less, but quite a bit less than either Wade Davis or Andrew Miller. And it looks like the Nationals really, 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 really want to hang on to all three of those young guys. And with that being the case, their best bet may be to go after David Robertson instead of an Andrew Miller or a Wade Davis. And I think that may be the direction they go. I don't know that it's the prudent move.
Yeah.
I think the Nationals have the pieces. Just go out and get Andrew Miller and get it done, or go out and get Wade Davis and get it done. And that's my take on it, because ultimately, again, I don't think it costs them in the regular season. I think they're getting in the playoffs. I think they're winning the NL East. I think, you know, really when they get to the postseason where you need that bullpen so much and, you know, every game is managed so tight, they have the three starters at the front that can dominate and match up with anybody's starters. What they don't have is the great bullpen and the length to that bullpen and the different looks that you need to excel in the postseason. And their chief postseason competition in the National League, the Cubs, with the moves they've already made, now have talent, different looks, and length to that bullpen that set them up so well for the postseason. So it's going to be interesting to watch what the Nationals do, and the Indians as well, because they also need the length and different look and elite caliber reliever for that bullpen, and they're reticent to pay. Do all of a sudden none of these relievers under team control move because nobody wants to pay? Or do ultimately the Rangers, who don't seem afraid to pay the price, do they move in, and do they get one of the guys they need? You know, it's going to be very interesting, and it's going to take an awful lot of watching. Also, something I've learned through doing this all these years, don't believe anything anybody says.
Yeah, well, no, that's the other aspect of it, too. Behind the scenes, we don't know exactly what discussions are going on and who's willing to do what. And that's a great point. You know, I'll start with what you said about the Rangers and back it up from there. You know, the Rangers are a very tough read. They're so banged up at this point in time. Who are they willing to give up out of their system? Are they willing, after getting in last year, are they willing to just give up everything that's left in the farm system and take it in that direction? I don't know the answer. I have to be honest. They could pull some big deal. They could end up doing nothing and standing pat because of the fact that they're just so beat up.
Here's your problem. We're so beat up, but we're at the top of the American League West, and the chances are pretty good we can get into the postseason. So I know what you're saying about how many holes they need to address, but they've always been aggressive. I see them being major, 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 major aggressive. And if everybody else tries to sleep and play the waiting game and tries to skin the cat, the Rangers will swoop in front of them, pay the price, and get the people they need. It still may not be enough because they need guys, you know, in the lineup because of injury. They need starting pitching. They need relief pitching. It's a lot to address, but they'll be aggressive and try and do what they can. And I know they also want to make sure they get into this reliever sweepstakes, because the one team they don't want to get a reliever who may now be in the market for a reliever, the Astros.
Yep.
Tony Sipp gone for the year. They don't have a lefty arm in that bullpen. Andrew Miller might look pretty good, and they got the pieces to get him.
Yeah, no question about it. Maybe a little more than Texas has, you know. But it's also the problem, as we were talking about. You know, you take two corks, you plug them into the leaky boat, and you got five other leaks. You know, you can't pay for everybody. So I'm going to be real curious. That's the one real curious team on what direction they're going to go that I'm keeping an eye on with the trade deadline. And then you mentioned the Cubs. They gave you a preview last night of what it's going to be in the playoffs. Pedro Strop, Hector Rondon, and Aroldis Chapman. And it was bing, bing, bing into the ninth. They took care of their business and shut down the White Sox.
Yeah. And it was a hell of a starting pitching duel between Chris Sale and John Shellacky. And Shellacky I always like to call him John Shellacky. He outpitched Chris Sale. Sale was solid, but not spectacular. Lackey was pretty darn good. And as you said, Lackey gave him six. And from there, it was Strope, Rondon, and Chapman. They didn't even have to use the situational lefty slash six-inning guy in Montgomery or Joe Nathan. And they got to their big three. And all three members of their big three strike out a lot of guys. They do not pitch to contact, and that serves you well in the postseason.
I liked his pitch selection when Chapman came in. You know,
fastest.
Yeah, it was first pitch was 100. Second pitch was 100. 102, 102, 103, 102, 103, 103, 100. Then he went to the off-speed stuff, 99, 98, 97.
Faster and fastest. That's how it works. Oh, boy. I mean, you know, he is the hardest throwing pitcher in Major League Baseball by a wide, wide margin. There's a lot of guys that get it up there. There's nobody that gets it up there like he does. And shockingly enough, we saw the four-out save, something you usually don't see from Aroldis Chapman. I think Joe Madden needs to be smart and not do that too often. I don't know what the motivation was here in this regular season game in late July, but, you know, Chapman's not known for that. I wouldn't do it much in the regular season, and I'd save it for when I need it most in the postseason.
Yeah.
I give Chapman credit. He sailed through it, boy.
Yeah, he did. He did. Don't forget, they eased him in the night before, so maybe Madden was kind of just mixing and matching a little bit.
Uneasing. You got it. Simon Gleave, we're going to handicap the Olympics. He's the head analyst at Grace Note Sports. He joins us next here on The Attack. No flipping.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, we're waiting on Simon Gleave, and we will talk analysis. We will talk stats. We will talk odds. And if you're a betting person, I guess you can bet on the Olympics. I'm sure you can find a place somewhere to lay down some shekels.
There's probably a book in England. You know, they take bets on everything.
At a bookie in Brooklyn.
Yeah, well said. Anything else on a baseball, or you want to move to the golf while we wait for Simon Gleave? I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, just, you know, last thoughts. We're heading into the stretch run. Everything will be settled as far as player movement, except for waiver deals, of course, on August 1st.
And you can get some guys that'll be able to clear through waivers that can help you. Obviously, the non-waiver deadline is where the true blockbusters are made.
Yep, indeed. And then we'll be talking home stretch baseball the rest of the way as we head towards October, and it'll be fun. It always is. Yeah, you know, to the golf. We're dealing with some weather up here, my brother.
Golf. The rain delay is over. They squeegeed everything off. You know, they come out with those giant squeegees. And it looks like a few foursomes are out there a little bit doing something. Right? They're working on squeegeeing this, and the rain delay should be over. They're going to start, you know, round two at some point. But through round one, Jimmy Walker, you know, he's the lead dog, which is fine, good golfer, but he certainly doesn't make anything exciting. But let's head out to our phones and let's handicap the Olympics as we're joined now by the head of analysis for Grace Note Sports. He's Simon Gleave, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Simon. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Good morning, Joe. It's good to be here. Thanks very much for inviting me.
It's really a pleasure. You've taken analytics to the Summer Olympics, which are right around the corner in Rio, just a week away from opening ceremonies. So let's talk a little bit about the virtual medal table and how does it predict winners and losers for the Olympic Games?
Yes, our virtual medal table. We use performance data from the last 4 years, so since the last Olympics in London in 2012, and we use those results from in all of the different disciplines that are part of the Olympic Games in order to predict 1-2-3s for this time around, and that of course enables us also to produce a virtual medal table of the countries. So who's going to finish on top? How many medals they're going to win, et cetera, et cetera.
Simon, you know, part of the database that, at least in our PR notes and everything, it talks about going back for over 100 years of stats and everything that's gone on in the Olympics. And with the advance of technology and nutrition and training and everything else that goes on with athletes these days, how does that become relevant in analyzing what's going to project in Rio?
Well, it's not so much we have that full database, that's quite correct. It's not so much that we're using that to predict what's going to happen in Rio. What we're using to predict the Rio medals are the performances that have taken place over the last 4 years, as I say. And, all of those advances that you talk about, those are obviously baked into the results that are being produced in World Championships, in World Cups, in Grand Prix, in whatever other events that people are taking part in between Olympic Games. So the data that's being used is that rather than our full history, which we use for other things.
Now, the nice thing about this data is we can use it to make a wager and perhaps make a couple of pounds, as it were, on the results of the Olympics. And I know in Great Britain, sports books are everywhere, and they usually are advertised on every sporting event. It usually seems to be the major preponderance of advertising. I would assume that the sports books in Great Britain are taking bets on the Olympic Games. Fair to say?
They'll certainly be taking bets on the Olympic Games, yes. But I would be wary for this for the very simple reason that the sports books offering these sorts of odds, they also have vast amounts of information, and the thing is it's not necessarily about being right. It's about getting the value in the bet that you put down. It's a tough one betting. It's not really my thing.
Well, let's go narrow focus here into the United States athletes and. Who are some of the people that we can expect high-end production from, and who are a couple of the people that might disappoint in the eyes of the viewers?
Well, first of all, let's just take the U.S. and how they will do. So, I mean, we expect the U.S. to top the medal table as they have done at the previous five Olympic Games. So this will be the sixth in a row in which the U.S. Should top the medal table. We have 89 medals, 37 gold. When it comes down to people who we expect to do very well for the U.S., well, Michael Phelps is back. Michael Phelps, we have him down on four gold medals at the moment. Half of those are dependent on teammates because they're relays. But again, you know, he's still strong enough in two individual events to be expected to win gold. He may even win a fifth medal in another individual event. Simone Biles, the gymnast. She's projected to win four gold medals at the Olympics, and no female gymnast has achieved that since 1984. So that would be a really, really impressive performance, and would certainly make her a major contender to be the star of the Games. And the swimmer Katie Ledecky, who you probably remember winning the 800 freestyle in London, aged 15. So she's 19 now. She's far, far better than anybody else in the world at 800 freestyle, 400 freestyle. She also dominates 200 freestyle. She's also right up there with the best in the world. And the 4x200 freestyle, she's obviously a major part of that team for the U.S. So we expect her to be picking up probably three gold medals and a silver. Maybe she could even win all four. And that 200, 400, 800 meter trifecta that I mentioned, if she pulls off gold in all three of those events, she'd be only the second person to do that after America's Debbie Meyer in 1968 in Mexico City. So that would really be a fantastic achievement.
Simon, anybody that you guys see bursting on the scene that may not be a household name that we don't know that may come out of nowhere and surprise a lot of people?
Well, it's always a difficult thing with predicting. Surprises are pretty difficult to predict. I can certainly mention one or two U.S. names who people might not be familiar with, who are interesting. So, for example, Kim Rode, who's a shooter, she has won medals at the last five Olympics for the U.S. And this time we have her winning a medal in the skeet shooting event. She's probably not that well known, but if she does win a medal in Rio, then she'll be the first person in Olympic history to have won a medal at six successive Olympic Games in an individual event, which would be quite some achievement. And again, you know, most people probably don't know her. Otherwise, in triathlon, you've got Gwen Jorgensen. She's lost just once in Olympic distance triathlon since April 2014. Again, she's likely to pick up gold in that event for the U.S. and wouldn't necessarily be a familiar name to most people.
You know, on the international level, Usain Bolt, obviously the marquee name going into these Olympics. Is he one of those guys, because of what's been going on with the injuries and everything else, is he one of the guys who could possibly disappoint? Where do you have him projected?
We have him projected second behind Justin Gatlin. And it's very, very tight between those two. I think, as we saw at the World Championships last year in the 100 meters, you know, there's going into that final, Gatlin was the favorite was a strong favorite to win that race. But Bolt still managed to win gold. Bolt's right up there. Of course he is, but it'll be interesting to see what happens between him and Gatlin this time around.
Oh, that's interesting. Second place. Wow.
It's very, very tight. Very, very tight. They virtually never come up against each other, so that makes predicting things much more difficult when they don't compete against each other very much.
That said, you've given us one of the real interesting storylines of this upcoming Olympics right there, Justin Gatlin, Usain Bolt. What are a couple of your other favorite storylines for this upcoming Rio Olympiad?
Well, I think at a country level, there are a number of countries who are likely to do better than they've ever done before. The host nation, Brazil, are one of those, of course. New Zealand are another country who are likely to do better than ever before, and the Netherlands as well. So those are sort of country storylines to watch out for. When it comes to looking a bit more closely at, say, a particular rivalry, In 2012, the Australian swimming team was performed much worse than usual, whereas this time they're going to come back much stronger and are going to get very close to the United States in the pool, we think. So the US should still win the most medals in the pool, but Australia are going to get within, well, we're saying at the moment that Australia will get within 6 medals of the US, and that's primarily due to their female swimmers. So the Campbell sisters, Kate Campbell and Bronte Campbell, are two names to look out for, and Emily Seebohm, who's in the 100-meter backstroke, she's another who's a big name for Australia. So that rivalry between the US and Australia in the pool will be very much back after it didn't really sort of set light to the London Games. That's something to look out for. And one other thing would be Fiji, the little island of Fiji, or series of islands from Fiji. We're predicting that they'll pick up their first ever medal and that it will be gold in the new Olympic sport of rugby sevens.
Simon, one last one before we let you go. With the decision on Russian track and field, how quickly did you guys have to change on the fly in order to adjust your odds involving track and field results?
Well, we were pretty prepared for it, to be honest, because you could see this sort of thing coming for some time. And all it really means is that you're pulling people out of your statistical model. So it's not too difficult to adjust it from there. We had Russia on 63 medals prior to the athletics team being definitively pushed out to the track and field team, and now we have them. Currently, they're down on 50 after that, which will be Russia's poorest Olympic performance if it does happen. The worst so far is 63 in Atlanta 20 years ago, and it also opens up third place in the Olympic medal table for most medals, because Russia would normally be expected to claim that, but this time around, Great Britain or perhaps Germany, they could well take that from Russia this time.
Simon, before we let you bounce, man, one more thing just before we let you go. Where can we go to get more 411 and find out some more specifics? You've given us a lot of 411. Where can we go to find out more before we let you run?
Okay. Well, you can follow Grace Note Sports on Twitter at Grace Note Gold, and there'll be links to the virtual medal table on there. Or you can visit our website, www.gracenote.com/sports, and there's also information there.
Very good. Thank you so much, Simon. This was some great insight. We really do appreciate it. We'll be tracking how you did. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again
soon. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was a fun one, Bob.
Oh,
a little
yeah.
bit different. Simon Gleave, for the head analyst, the head of analysis, actually, for Grace Note Sports, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. That was a little bit different, a little bit unusual, a lot of fun.
I wonder how many of the sport books go to his analysis in order to determine their odds. I bet more than a couple.
Yeah, I'm sure, and as he said, it ain't easy because they have a lot of people working on it too. But
oh, yeah.
you can wager a shekel or two. And news just in: details of the trade. Josh Naylor, the second best prospect in the Marlins chain, goes to the Padres. Good sound move for the Padres.
Yep.
Young piece, several years away, but a big time top prospect for those two chips. Well done by the Padres. Well done by the Marlins. We'll tie a bow around it. For a Friday here on the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano, he's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping it up here for the Friday edition. I want to thank Lindsay Davenport and Simon Gleave for coming on board today and being a part of the show. And the final detail of the Marlin trade with the Padres. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir, Bob. I thought we gave you some of it. Naylor was one I mentioned, yep. And Luis Castillo as well. Another. Yeah. This is a guy, low-level minor league guy, successful. I'm trying to pull him up now because I wouldn't know him if I fell over him.
Me neither, but I got Naylor, and, you know, he's a guy that they're projecting the middle-of-the-lineup guy. He's 6 foot 225, and he hits with a lot of pop.
He's their second-best prospect, second-best or best prospect, depending on which measure. He's a borderline top 100 prospect. So that's a nice haul. You add the left hand, you add the pitcher as well, and things get real interesting. You know, again, this is a 23-year-old pitcher in high A ball. So he's not a big prospect. Perhaps, you know, middle reliever down the line, but you're 23 in high A ball. You spent 2 years in low A ball. You're now in your second year at high A ball, and you're finally having that success. But you're pitching with guys who may even be younger than you, or at the most, they're your same age. So he projects down the line as a guy who either never makes it or is a bullpen piece, but you right. know, like a sixth inning type guy at best. A nice yep. throw in. Naylor's the jewel of the deal, and a good piece for the Padres that'll help them down the line.
19 years old. He's got
That's
time.
That's it. 2019. We'll see him in the majors probably if all works out right. As you said, you know, great show today. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Well, until Monday when Bob joins you, because I'm on vacation for about 2.5 weeks. Until Monday, good day all.